Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, individuals taking advantage of job hopping in this market to advance their careers. Is this turnover impacting your small business? And a forum you might want to consider focusing on small business financing. Those stories after this. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. And there's so much more Geico could help with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's geico.com. No one compliments you when their paycheck is correct, but make one mistake and you risk alienating your entire workforce. With Kronos, we make sure your payroll is done right the first time, from punch to paycheck. Embedded checklists, simplified workflows, a single source of truth. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/payroll. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. In the strongest job market in decades, many American workers are getting promoted, asking for raises, and switching careers. The country has added jobs every month for more than 8 years, the longest streak on record. And wages have posted their biggest full-year increases in a decade. Here are the stories of a couple individuals taking advantage. From Wall Street Journal management reporter Chip Cutter, small businesses are certainly watching this trend closely for turnover concerns. Chip, what did you find?
So we wanted to know who were some of the big winners in this job market, and folks who have been able to leverage multiple jobs in a short period of time really do come out as some of the big winners in this. They've been able to get higher pay, they've been able to get greater responsibility, and so we talked with folks who have been able to kind of just get multiple jobs in a short amount of time.
All right, so you open the story with this 30-year-old woman named Brittany Atkinson. Explain her path.
So I love her story. So this is someone, she's been working in restaurants since she was 14. She lives in North Carolina. And for much of her career, she had actually been told by customers at restaurants where she worked, places like Ruby Tuesdays and Buffalo Wild Wings, that she would never do anything other than work as a waitress and a bartender because she has tattoos that cover her arms. And people just said they didn't think she'd be able to work in an office, which is what she wanted to do to have more stable hours and to be able to learn more. But this job market, she said, really opened up opportunities. Despite not having experience in this world, she was able to get a job as an office manager at the corporate headquarters of a restaurant based in North Carolina, and she's learning all kinds of new skills. Her pay has increased by 30%, and she says for the first time ever in her career, she has weekends off.
Wow. Does she share with you what kind of education she has?
So she does not have a college degree, but she does. She is someone who has worked in restaurants for a long time and was able to kind of leverage that into kind of this role. She said, she said there's really so much you can learn from just customer service skills, just experience working with people that translates into the real world. But I think oftentimes in a tougher job market, it can be hard for employers to realize that. And I think a lot of companies now are saying, we'll bend our requirements, we'll be a little bit more open-minded about who we consider. And so she said she felt like she could just weasel her way in the door now that would have been more difficult even just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, she's really taken advantage, no question about that. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal management reporter Chip Cutter. He's written a piece entitled Job Switchers Ring Career Wins from Tight Labor Market. He's talking about folks who are using the job market now to climb the ladder. How about this, this Cassidy Williams, the software engineer?
Cassidy Williams is another fascinating one. Certainly software engineers are among the most in demand right now in the economy, and she's someone who has had 5 jobs in the past 5 years. So she walked me through her career path, and basically she said that she felt she knew she had the power here, and so if she was not able to get what she wanted from a job, she was really open with her employers about that. So there's an anecdote in the story where at 23, she went to her employer at the time. The company was Venmo, which is part of PayPal. It's a digital payments company that a lot of folks use, and she said to them, I want to manage people. And they said, according to her recollection, that she was too junior. And so she said that was fine, but she was going to go somewhere else. And so she did that and then ultimately has had multiple jobs, including at places like Amazon, and now works at a company called CodePen. It's a tool used by a lot of developers in Seattle. And so she felt like she was able to kind of really gain experience really quickly, given how tight the market was, that she was able to kind of almost just rapidly learn these new skills in a shorter period of time than might have been possible if the market wasn't what it is right now.
It's often a red flag among hiring managers, though, 5 jobs in 5 years. Does she see that as a problem in the future, like if the job market turns?
She really does not, and she feels like as long as you can explain your story to companies, that's all they need to hear. And actually, that's something that's backed up by a lot of recruiters and career experts we spoke with who said those days of feeling like you're just because you've had multiple jobs that you're a job hopper, they say those days are kind of over. As long as you can kind of explain how this fit into your broader career path, that's fine. Cassidy is actually interesting. On her LinkedIn profile, she says, she tells recruiters, I'm not looking for jobs. Please don't contact me. That she says she still gets about 2 to 3 notes a day from recruiters, even with that note. It just shows how in demand so many kind of technical roles are today. And so she does not worry that this is going to hurt her in any way. And she says she's really benefited from it.
Thanks, Chip. Wall Street Journal management reporter Chip Cutter. And here's an item for your calendar. The Federal Trade Commission will host a forum on small business financing on May 8th. To examine trends and consumer protection issues in this marketplace, including the recent proliferation of online loans and alternative financing products. While some business owners can secure loans from banks or other traditional lenders, many businesses must turn to alternative sources for capital. In recent years, the online marketplace for small business financing has offered a wide variety of products, including term loans, lines of credit, cash advances. Some of these products also raise consumer protection concerns like high costs and potentially unclear terms. The forum by the Federal Trade Commission, which is free and open to the public, will be at the Constitution Center in Washington, D.C. again on May 8th. It will be webcast live on the FTC's website. No pre-registration is needed. If you wish to participate as a panelist, by the way, you can email smallbizfinance@ftc.gov. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website this morning with gordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.